Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, and Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus, oh, shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets. Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Bless the Lord.
Good
Bless the
evening,
Lord.
everybody. Good evening.
Amen. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Amen. That's a plus. All right. Yes, it's such good to trust in Jesus. You know, just to take him at his word. Just to trust upon his believe on his promises and to know whatever he says is so. Amen. Sometimes it's such a struggle. The season that we are in, or the season that we find ourselves in sometimes, to really and truly just accept what he says. You know, sometimes we find ourselves like we are in denial. You know, when the rubber hit the road and our faith is tested. But know for sure this evening that as a child of God, we are no bastards. You know, and whatever situation we are in, whatever stage we are in our Christian journey, the Lord knows where we are. He knows how, when and how to feed us. Amen. Whether he's going to send a raven, like what he did with the prophet Elijah, to feed him. You know, whether he's going to send manna from heaven to provide for us as we go through the wilderness experience. Whether he's going to lock some lion's mouth, like what he did with Daniel in the lion's den. Whether it's going to cause some fire, not to have some effect on us, like what he did with the three Hebrew boys. But whatever, however, he's going to work it out. He's going to work it out some way or the other. You know, and we stand that and those promises that whatever he says, he will do. His promises are not empty, but his promises rather are yes and amen. You know, I like the word yea and amen. You know, whatever he says, he will do. And we're going to stand on his promises as we sharpen ourselves with his word. Bible said that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. That means it's cut both sides, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. It's a discerner of our thoughts and the very intention of our heart. He's not slack concerning his promise, as some men call slackness. So be comforted this evening to know that when the word of God reaches you, it is able to transform your life and make you brand new. Amen. It is able to reset some programs that are in you, that is corrupting you, somehow or the other. Is able to cause that reset, is the antivirus for every virus that may affect you somehow or the other. You know, any malware dysfunction that you may have, know for sure that the antidote is here, the Word of God, Jesus Himself, the Holy Spirit that is alive and well within us as believers, is here to do well. Amen. And so we give God thanks. For this, another Bible study is the sixth day of the 6th month. It's the first Bible study for the month of June. We are like half the year already. Amen. We give God thanks. Glory to Almighty God. Let us pray as we begin. Lord, we want to thank you that you are preparing us even now to be a sanctuary, a living, walking testimony. Hallelujah. A living, walking testimony that bears even the covenant, your holy covenant, mighty God, the tabernacle is within us. We thank you that your Holy Spirit equipped us for anything that we may need on our journey. We are not lacking of anything, mighty God. We have all provision, all sufficiency by your grace and by your mercy. We thank you, mighty God, that you know us. And you called us by name, even the strand of our head, the very hair on our head is numbered. You're so good to us that you cause us, mighty God, to be under your microscope individually, that even, mighty God, our fingerprints are different. Oh God, we share not another fingerprint with no one else, whether
Hallelujah.
living or dead. We share not another iris in our
Hallelujah.
eyes with no one
Jesus.
else, whether living or dead or his to come. We are individually and carefully crafted out. And we know, mighty God, that because you spend so many times on us, mighty God, you cause us, you created us for a purpose. Cause us to identify that purpose in which you have individually crafted us out and breathing us the breath of life. So, mighty God, you make us in your own image and your own likeness. Cause us to appreciate
Yes, Lord.
whatever way on the journey that we are this evening, mighty God, so we can
Amen.
fulfill your work here on earth. Mighty God, we
Amen.
thank you for your people
Thank you,
that are gathered here
Jesus.
this evening. We pray, mighty God, that as we turn our cups up to you, Lord, that you will fill,
Hallelujah.
Lord God, to the overflowing. I pray, mighty God, that there will be sufficient. Lord God, the word that is within us will be sufficient to take us through whatever journey that we are on, even now, mighty God, to keep us faithful and true to your calling. We pray, mighty God, that you will clarify any doubt that is in our minds. As we go, mighty God, we pray, Lord, that you will just cover this platform, water it under your blood. Even now, we pray that you will be with our speaker, that you will speak your word through your speaker this evening, mighty God, and that as the word go forth, it will go forth with power
In
and
the
with
name of
clarity. And
Jesus,
you, Lord
yes.
God, will be glorified in it all. Silence every
In
noise in
Jesus'
our
name.
hearts, even now, mighty God, and cause your word to be magnified in us. So, Lord God, when we leave this platform, we would have shared this testimony that it was good to be here in your presence. Have your way, Lord, and be thou glorified in Jesus' mighty name and for the glory of Almighty God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Yes, we are a privileged people. We are privileged. And for more than one reason, we have this privilege. Is nothing good that we have done, but is God's grace and his mercy. We always use those words together. Grace and mercy. Amen. And we give God thanks. We give God thanks. Today we are blessed. This evening, rather, we are blessed with a woman of God. Amen. That is going to present this evening. She's no stranger to us. She has been here with us, and for many weeks now. We give God thanks for her life. Amen. She is none other than Minister Kean Khan. It's a true my honor and privilege to really introduce her this evening. I've admired her, respected her. She had a beautiful calling of Almighty God, but maybe some of us here may not have the opportunity to know what is behind that name, behind the name Kean Khan. She's a devoted servant of God who walk with God beginning from age 9. She hails from the parish of St. Anne in Jamaica. She surrendered and was baptized at that young, tender age. For more than 35 years now, she has been faithfully serving this great Lord God with humility, integrity, and unwavering commitment to advance his kingdom. Minister Khan is an accomplished business professional. She's a licensed real estate broker. So whenever you need a home or to know about getting a home purchase, she's one of them that you can consult. Amen. Yes, she has faithfully served in children ministry. She's youth mentorship, media ministry, teaching, discipleship, prayer leader. She also assists in facilitating adults' Christian education and in-depth Bible study classes. Amen. She leads an online prayer group on Thursday mornings. You can log on to it, and think it's for 30 minutes Thursday mornings. I will send a link. I will send a link. I will post a link so you can join on a Thursday morning. Yes, academically she holds master's degree, two master's degree, a bachelor degree, associate degree. She has theological training through the Church of God of a Prophecy Leadership Development. So she's well exposed. Amen. And the most important thing that I can say about our sister is that she loves the Lord. Amen. And we want to make her welcome as she present to us. I could say a million and one thing about our dear sister, but the most important thing, as I said, she loves the Lord, and that's what covers everything. Amen. So help me welcome our dear sister, Sister Kian Kadeen Khan. Amen. In the care of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Thank you so much for
Hallelujah.
that warm introduction, and thank you all for the warm welcome. I see the hand claps. To God be the glory. As we start out
Amen.
tonight, we do give God all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. And tonight, I am ready to hear from the Lord this evening in our study. I'm here to hear from Him what His word has to say to us. And so I ask at this time, I know that Deacon Scott has already made welcome. Real quick, I'm scanning the participants, and I do see one of my church mothers on Minister Miller. She is actually the prayer leader for our local church, and her husband may be listening as well, Deacon Granville Miller. Welcome. From Green Acres Church of God of Prophecy, I believe Sister Camille, Minister Camille, is also from the Church of God of Prophecy. I believe I've heard that. So we're
Amen.
home. Is that true, Minister Camille?
Sister Camille, but yes, that's
Sister
true.
Camille. Okay, Sister
Amen.
Camille. So we're right at home for those of us who are joining. I invited a couple persons, I'm not sure who will be able to come on. But we're here to study tonight God's word, and I'm gonna have this meditative song play. I'm gonna jump in right here real quick, Deacon Scott, and stop your sound real quick, your sound share. You can board it back afterwards.
Okay, yes,
Thank you
Minister,
so
you can
much.
do
I
that.
appreciate that. Thank you
Okay.
for sharing. And I am just gonna play this song as a meditative song as we all find our Bibles. Hopefully you have some pen and paper close to you, or a notebook of some sort, something to write with. And I hope you're using a paper Bible. Sometimes it makes a difference when you're studying God's word. So while you're doing that and getting that together, this is our meditative song as we prepare to hear from the Lord this evening, what thus says the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you for having me on
Amen.
tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Filled with anointing.
I'm filled with anointing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, yesterday we had choir rehearsal, but now we can sing it for real. Come on, help us sing this song. Here we go. The Lord is my shepherd, everybody.
The Lord is my shepherd.
He goes before me.
He goes before me.
Defender behind me.
Defender behind me.
Y'all been practicing. I won't fear.
I won't fear.
I'm filled with anointing.
I'm filled with anointing.
Thank you, Jesus.
My cup's overflowing.
Cups overflowing.
No weapon can harm me.
No weapon can harm me.
Jesus, I won't fear.
I won't fear.
just shout Jesus right there. He always guides me.
He always guides me.
Through mountains and valleys.
Through mountains and valleys.
His joy is refreshing.
His joy is refreshing.
With confidence, mercy and goodness,
mercy and goodness.
Ooh, oh, give me assurance,
give me assurance.
Oh, that I'll see your glory,
I'll see his glory.
Oh, face to face,
face to face.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am not alone.
Hallelujah.
The title of that song. And I pray that we're all ready to go into God's word. I must also mention that Sister JBC is my connection to this local prayer group. And I've been joining since last year on and off. And I've been encouraged by being a part of your ministry. And I pray that God will continue to use each and every one of you to continue to share his love. I'm in Florida. I don't know if you mentioned that, Deacon Scott, but I am in Florida. And I also know that this is a Bible believing group, and that's why I keep coming. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So, and is there someone who has the text ready from Psalm 23? We're going to be reading. I would love to hear it from a different version other than the King James Version that most of us have been reading since we were so little, and so we have it memorized. But the beauty of reading Psalm 23 from a different version is that you're actually able to, you know, meditate on it a little bit more because it's different than what you're used to reading it from. Is there someone that have the text in front of them?
Okay, I will read.
I appreciate that.
The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And this is NIV version.
Thank you so much, Sister Heather, for reading from the New International Version. And so we see that this psalm is in the present tense. This is a psalm for today. Amen?
Amen.
So he makes me, he leads me, he restores, he guides, he's with me, he comforts me, he prepares a table for me, he anoints. And I heard when Sister Heather was reading, my cup overflows. His shepherding ministries are for today. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. They pursue us like faithful guardians, right? So bringing us back to God when we wander. Sometimes the valley looks like there's no hope. Sometimes the valley looks like only pain. And sometimes it looks like overwhelming pressure. But even there, God is working. Amen?
Amen.
Even when we can't see him working, the songwriter says he is working. He's a way maker, right? So that's the present tense. So don't let anybody tell you otherwise. When you read the scriptures, it can be applied to your life. It could be history, but it is his story. Amen?
Amen.
It could be history, but it's his story. Amen. And so we're reading the Psalms. This psalm was written by David. And how many of us know a little bit about David as a young boy? What was David as a young boy?
He was a shepherd.
A shepherd, yes. And so let us real quickly go to that story of David as a shepherd. As I like to read, when I study the Word of God, I like to look back. I like to look at the context of the scripture. It helps us, you know, to understand, you know, so much more is revealed when we look at the context. So we're going to go real quickly to 1 Samuel 16 and verse 11. And this is where we're introduced to David. 1 Samuel 16. And if you get there before me, you can start reading. And the King James Version is just fine for this one.
Read 1 Samuel 16, verse 11.
Thank you.
And Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all the young men here?" Then he said, "There remains yet the youngest, and there he is, keeping the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and bring him, for we will not sit down till he comes here."
Can you read two more verses of that? Continue reading for two more verses, please.
So he went and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, with bright eyes and good looks. The Lord said, "Arise, anoint him, for this is the one." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah.
And thank you so much, Sister Louise. And so we see here where Jesse, David's, at this point, the prophet is Samuel, right? So the Samuel is seeking for the next king. And so he goes to the house of Jesse, because Jesse has all of these sons. Okay. And they're, as David is described as being handsome. And so he has all of these handsome sons in his home. And so here is Samuel at the home of Jesse. And so as we are here reading the scripture, we see how David wasn't even counted. David wasn't even considered. David was outside. He was out still with the sheep, right? So we see here was that Samuel said to Jesse, "Send for him, for we will not sit down to eat until he is here." And verse 12, we see Jesse sent and brought him. David had a healthy reddish complexion and beautiful eyes, and he was fine looking. The Lord said to Samuel, "Arise, anoint him, this is he." So here you have David coming in from out back. How many of us have been in situations where we weren't even considered? Anybody? Just me? We weren't even in the chosen, you know.
Amen.
No one was even considering us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But David came in from out back with the sheep to be anointed for king. In the next chapter of Samuel, which is chapter 17, verse 15, it states David went back and forth from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. So looking at back at verse chapter 23 of Psalm 23, a lot of time, you know, we read it, we recite it, we memorize it, and it works, because I know for most of us, this has been a passage of scripture that comforts. Personally, I've been on there for about 3 years now. I've been dealing with some health issues, and I've had to take a number of MRIs. And this is one of the Psalms where the minute they put me on there, to start taking the MRIs. I close my eyes and I start reciting it, praying I fall asleep. It's very comforting. And so Psalm 23, only 100 words approximately, and depends on which version you look at, 6 verses, and it can be located in the middle of the Bible. The passage of scripture has been used to bless millions of sick rooms. Today, I visited with one of my mom's best friend. I call her Auntie Lorna, like most of us do from the islands. We refer to our parents, friends as aunties and uncles, right? And her recent diagnosis is, it's cancer. It is cancer. And her daughter had me share that with the church today as she went into hospice yesterday. So we went up there to church to sing with her and to pray with her. And very fitting, we do read Psalm 23. Sometimes you go to minister to someone in the hospital, or if you know someone going to a rough patch, Psalm 23, it is very comforting, even in classrooms. I know in Jamaica, it's one of the Psalms that we learned to recite very young in school, in Sunday school. It's been quoted, as I mentioned, in hospitals, in jails, in homes, in churches, in times of peace and in times of war. It's been whispered by the bedsides of sleepy children, and it's been spoken as the last words of dying convicts. I encourage you to leave here today memorizing, and most of us have memorized it. So I encourage you to leave here today visualizing it. Make it like a daily prayer, studying it, praying it, singing it. The songwriter just says, I am not alone. And so Psalm 23, as we look at it tonight, we're going to look at it in 3 parts. As I mentioned these parts, I mentioned if you have your notebooks, you can please take notes. I am a note taker. Sometimes you may have a low season that you want to go back through and be encouraged by the word. Very well, you might leave this prayer line tonight, this Bible study, and someone calls you and they want a word of encouragement, and you can go back and share with them some of the notes that you have. So as we go into Psalm 23 now, I mentioned it's written by David. We just saw the history of David, of where when he was a shepherd and how he was out back, and how Jesse he wasn't considered. But even while there, he was a shepherd. He was a shepherd before becoming king. And so this psalm was written at a time when David was king. And so this psalm illustrates God's love and care, his protection, his provision, his faithfulness. And I asked you this question, and I asked the question earlier today at the prayer meeting for my aunt. What qualities make a good shepherd? What qualities make a good shepherd? Anyone can jump in?
I would say patience.
Patience, okay. That's
humility.
A good one. Humility.
You have to be courageous.
Courageous, yes. And the two that I had earlier today were kindness.
Protective.
Protective. Thank you so much. That one I needed. My God.
Fearless.
And I think I put fearless and courageous next to each other. Bless the Lord. Thank you for sharing. Anyone else?
I think you gotta got a lot of love.
You gotta have a lot of love. Yes. Gotta have a lot of love. And today we had kindness and gentleness. You can't be too rough with the sheep.
Amen.
Say that one again.
Patience already.
Yes, that was the first one, but that's okay. We can double that one up. Patience. So that's encouraging. So we heard it twice. We heard patience twice. And so as we think about the characteristics of the shepherd, now I encourage you, think about your loving father. Patience. Humility, fearless, courageous, kindness, protective, a lot of love, and gentleness. And so the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And when Sister Heather read, it said, I lack nothing. Some of the version says, I have everything I need. And the Amplified Version says, the Lord is my shepherd to feed, guide, and shield me. I shall not lack. So God provides for our spiritual, he provides for our emotional and our physical needs. Green pastures, we look at verse 2. This name, Green Pastures, is a name that I took on during COVID. It's a name that I took on at one of the darkest valley of my life. Green Pastures. It was my first time going under anesthesia. And yes, I came out rejoicing. Hallelujah. I came out rejoicing. And so I've adopted that name for my business, as well as, you know, COVID was an experience for most of us. And so he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still and restful waters. And so green pastures symbolizes nourishment. Green pastures symbolizes rest, which a lot of us, especially us two church folks, as a church folks, you know, we need some more rest. You know, sometimes we're very busy, and it's not always that we're doing the work of the church. Sometimes we're doing the church work, which there is a difference. There is a difference. Sometimes we're not necessarily visiting the sick or being there for those who are in need, or we're not necessarily visiting the widows. We're not going to the jails, you know, but sometimes we're just very busy, just, you know, busy, just being busy. Okay. And so still water symbolizes peace and refreshment. God restores weary and broken souls. He leads us in righteousness for his glory. So sometimes when we hear that still small voice telling us to do a certain thing, it's because God is supposed to get the glory. Yes, we're going to go through situations, but God gets the glory. And so I ask you another question. What does it mean for God to be your shepherd? Speak personally now to that. What does it mean for God to be your shepherd? We understand who David was as a shepherd. We understand the role of a shepherd. What does it, that mean for you? Anybody?
Yes. For me, the Lord is my shepherd means that he is my protector. He is my provider. He is my go-to person. If, you know, if the shepherd is in the field and, you know, the sheep is caught in thorn or whatever, the shepherd is the one who's going to rescue the sheep. And, you know, God is going to be that person who always shows up for me, always rescue me. You know, he's going to be gentle with me, but he's also going to reprimand me. You know, don't walk that way is what the shepherd would say to the sheep. Come this way. Or you use the, what's the thing called that they use? And just pull him back.
The staff.
The rod and the staff.
So that would be the staff that pulls them back. So God would be that person who is going to pull me back in line when I step out, when I make a mistake. He's not going to condemn me, but he's going to guide me, reprimand me so that I don't go along that path. And it goes on and on. And if I should continue sharing, you know, every capacity of my life, I can see him being there as the shepherd, you know. And so I'll leave some for somebody else.
Yes, for me, it means to get to know him. He is my shepherd, so it's an opportunity for me to know his character, to learn of him, and to adjust myself in his timetable. So I know when it's feeding time, I know when we're going to change to greener pasture, I know when we're going to, you know, when he's going to shelter me because of protect me from the elements. You know, so I learn how to stay under the banner, being my shepherd.
Amen. Thank you both. Thank you both for sharing. And so that's part one, the shepherd's provision, as we heard Sister Camille also shared, provider, protector, go-to person. So everything, all that you want, you lack nothing. If there's something that you needed, you don't even know you needed it, God provides it. Anything, you know, you're thinking, man, I didn't even realize I needed that. But now that you have it, you realize that he's truly a Jehovah Jireh. Amen? And that's it. He's our shepherd. And so, you know, that is it for God to be our shepherd. And so when God is our shepherd, we can trust his provision. We can trust his guidance. I believe Sister Camila also pointed this one out, where, you know, you're going the wrong way. And the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. That staff pulls you back. And sometimes we want those doors to be open. And we don't understand why certain doors are closed. But hallelujah, he knows exactly what we need, where we need to be, where we need to work. I'm not sure if Deacon Scott had mentioned this. I was in the U.S. Army and I did the U.S. Air Force. And if you knew me growing up in Jamaica, so if anyone on here knows me from high school, they'll say that they'll be surprised to know that. I was not your runner. I was not your track. I was not your sports day person to go to. I was not your go-to person for sports day. So it was very surprising for most persons. I even had someone tell me, oh, you'll be back in 2 weeks. I'm not even concerned. You know, then, yeah, because literally I had no physical skills at all. There's nothing, yes, there was nothing physical about me. But somehow, coming from Jamaica and after being here for 2 years, that was where God directed my path. And I did that for 9 years. And yes, I learned to run in the military. I learned to do push-ups in the military. And so, you know, I look back now at where I am now. And I look back, I said, God, you've definitely took me through that. So he is your go-to person, your everything. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And let's go to verse 3. Well, we did 2 and 3 just now, but I just read over it. This is the English Standard Version. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Somebody pointed this out last month when I spoke on this topic, is that if it's dark, right, you don't see a shadow. So what gives it that shadow? When it's dark, what gives it that shadow? It's a little glimpse of something. Is it? If it's pitch black. So go again.
I'm just guessing. Is it the light from you, the light that you carry?
Yes, bless the Lord. And so that's the songwriter again. I am not alone.
Somebody.
So,
yeah.
Go ahead, sis. This is the Heather.
Okay,
you talking?
I just said that somebody's there. When there's a shadow, that means somebody's there.
Yes, 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 amen. So even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You're not alone, brothers and sisters. You are not alone. Amen?
God is here with us.
He is with you. Amen. You're not alone. Hallelujah. And so, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And so, valley represent trials. Valley represent difficulties. Valleys represent seasons of uncertainty. And so, God's presence removes fear. The rod represents protection. Can you imagine when you're in a dark room and you're maybe afraid? I mean, maybe even when you used to play hide and seek. I used to love playing hide and seek when it's a full moon in Jamaica. Because, I don't know, if there was no full moon and most of those lights don't come, we didn't always have outside lights going. I'll be afraid, right? But when there's a full moon, you have a little bit of light, right? But even when you're hiding and you see somebody coming, even though you don't want to be fun, you just have it that you're not alone. Anybody? Am I alone?
No.
No, God is here.
You're not alone.
You're not alone, right? So, you know, you don't want to be the first person to be found, but you're like, man, I just happen to see somebody. So even you see the person, you feel like, okay, you're good. You're still hiding enough, but you're good. So God's presence removes fear.
Yes.
The rod, amen. The rod represents protection. Hallelujah. The staff represents guidance and correction. Rod representing protection. Staff representing guidance and correction. We mentioned still waters as peace and refreshment. Green pastures as nourishment and rest. These are all provision. And so as we look at verse 4, we think about the protection. And so that's part 2, the shepherd's protection, verse 4. And you may not want to share something personal. I had the privilege of inviting Sister Terry onto a Sunday night service that we had on Zoom. And she shared her testimony. It was beautiful. I mean, in fact, most persons don't even remember why we met that Sunday night. But they still share with me how Sister Terry's testimony encouraged them, men. Encouraged them. And they're that one person who shared their testimony last, it stuck with so many persons. And so I ask you this question. What valleys have you walked through?
Oh, Lord.
Right, Sister Heather? So many valleys, huh?
Yeah. Lots of valleys.
And if anyone wants to share what valley they have walked through, or how has God's presence helped you during difficult times?
I'll go ahead and share. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night,
Sister Allison.
So most of you do not know, back in 2014, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, stage 1. And when I was going through my valley experience, I know I said, Lord, why me? And a voice said to me, why not you? And to keep me going, Sister Keon, this song that you played, this is on my playlist. This is one of those songs that I always like play for myself. And another song that told me that the Lord was with me as I walked through this valley experience was another song by Richard Smallwood. And it's about a bomb in Gilead. And those two songs ministered to me. And each time when I felt real down, it's like I would just play them over and over. And that just gave me peace to know that the Lord was walking with me through this valley experience. So that's how I know he protected my mind, because, I mean, you go through something, you can go crazy. So when my mind started wandering and going all over the place, he kind of like recentered me. So I knew he was like protecting me from like going crazy, from going off all whatever and thinking all kind of things. And today I can say he has healed me, and he has been my protector through that valley experience. And that's just one experience, but I just wanted to share that is something that I know that my Lord is real, and he's there to lead and guide you as you go through your valley experiences.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Wow. Bless the Lord. Amen. And whoa, won't he do it? Won't he do it? Just her sharing that, I wrote that down. I told you, you have to have a pen and paper in Bible study, unless, you know, you really can't join that night fully. But if you're joining, you're at a desk or a computer on your bed, you have to have a pen and paper. I wrote that down. Protected my mind when my mind started wandering all over the place. And going all over the place. Anybody else wrote that down? I wrote that down because that is truly what happens in a valley experience. And I can relate to that, Sister Allison. I'm going through some family shifts right now. Let's put it that way. Family transitions. And I can definitely say that's one of the things. I mean, even dealing with some health conditions, your mind start wandering. I mean, sometimes we're thinking about situations like even driving along the road, and it's almost like we see ahead where we're already in the hospital. And some of us, the enemy even take our mind so far that we probably even see ourselves dead because of what we are going through. You see the accident that didn't happen, and your mind just stay there. And so as she, as she mentions her experience, we give God thanks for healing her body. And so as she mentions that, yes, that's a valid experience, but she mentions how God was with her. And God does not always remove us from the valley, but he walks with us through it. I'm going to repeat that. God does not always remove us from the valley. He walks with us through it. And so we look back at the verse. It says, yea, well, I know King James, yea, though I walk through the valley. The valley is not a permanent place, my brothers and sisters. It's not a permanent, it's a temporary place. It's something we walk through. And you're not alone. God walks through it with you.
You are not alone.
You're not alone. Thank you, Sister Heather. And
No,
so,
that's Sister Thelma.
that's Sister Thelma.
I'm
It's one of
sorry.
both Sister
Oh,
Ed and Sister Thelma.
it's all right. It's all of us around the line.
Oh, okay. So I'm just reading the iPad. It says Heather's
Oh.
iPad. Okay, Sister Thelma, I'm going to learn the voices at some point. Bless you. And so at this verse here, verse 4, as we finish up our shepherd's protection, I ask this question: why is God's presence more important than immediate deliverance? Why is God's presence more important than immediate deliverance?
Yes, his presence is strengthening you when you're going through that valley experience. So to know that he's there with you, going through it with you, it gives a lot of comfort to know that he's there, and you know without a shadow of a doubt that he is with you. It gives you hope as you go through the situation.
He covers you under his wings. He covers you under his wings. You need not fear.
I believe it allows us to birth endurance, long suffering as a fruit of the spirit, and it helps us to understand that there are different sides to God. I've gone through many different experiences, and I remember one time some years ago, maybe a few years ago, when my car was stolen, and I was, and I prayed, and we got it back the next day. It was found the next day, but I still had to wait about 5 months before it was back in my hands. And it was such an inconvenience not having your car. And I would pray and I would ask God different things, and I would challenge him, and I would give him a timeline. And it wasn't until I surrendered and just said, "All right, God, whenever you give me, you give me." That was when they got the parts that the car needed, and that was when it was fixed, to the point where after it was fixed, I didn't even go pick it up. I became so unbothered by the fact that I didn't have it, so content with what I already had, that it was 2 weeks after that I actually went to pick it up. And what he would have said to me during that time is that, "I am more interested, Camille, I am more interested in who you are becoming over this period of time, than just proving myself to you." He would have proven himself to me over and over. This car was stolen today. I pray tonight it was found tomorrow. So that was immediate. But what God was interested in my life in that season was who I was becoming. I'm always very impatient. I'm always, commanding things into existence. I command that, the parts and, whatever needs to fall in place, so that I can get the car. And I'm giving a timeline, and I say, "I'm fasting for a week, and by the end of the week, I should get a car." All of that, and me, I just hype up myself, and the Holy Spirit had to humble me, And so that if he had given me it at that time, there's a valuable lesson that I would have missed. But when I was brought to a place of submission, and humility, where I had to say, all right, God, you know what? I surrender. If you give it to me, you are God. And if you don't give it to me, you are still God. And it's not a matter of when, it's not a matter of how. You are God and you're doing this, and I'm trusting you. And I left it because I would call the place 2, 3 times for the week. And then I stopped to the point where they started calling me. I guess they were surprised from, you know, this woman always a call 2, 3 times for the week, and then she just stopped. I wonder if she all right, you know? And then they called me, and then they said the car was ready for pickup. And I said, okay, I'll get back in touch and I'll let you know. They had to call me 2 days later and say, I'm not sure if somebody reached out to you, because I guess they sense how eager I was to come and get it. And then all of a sudden it's finished and I'm not going for it, you know? That sort of thing. So when you are going through these experiences, you know, you learn, first of all, there endurance birth within you, patience birth within you. So that's how we develop the different fruits of the spirit, you know? And also you get to learn different sides of God. You get to understand that he's ever present, and he does it in his own timing, and you can't arrest him, and you can't negotiate with the Holy Spirit, and you have to just humble yourself and submit.
That's like peace in the valley.
I was right there too, Deacon Scott. Peace in the valley. Amen. And so, as Sister Camille shared too about her car situation. And so, you know, our valley experiences may not be the same, right? So we all have different valley experiences. And some of us, the valleys that we've walked through or maybe are still walking through, is something could be wrong with us physically. So illness is one of our valley experiences. Loss of a loved one, financial hardship, divorce or family struggles, depression, fear or anxiety, career challenges. And so I picked this word from Sister Camille. Sometimes we do hype up ourselves when we're in the situation. And what I find that helps me now is to be grounded in the word, to be praying. And I know you may say, Sister Kay, and sometimes it's not easy to pray when we're going through the valley. And sometimes it's not easy to read the word. And that's why you surround yourself with spiritual friends, you know, friends who can pray you through. Even when you can't pray, they can pray for you. You know, friends that bring you the ice cream too, right? And pray for you. You know, so you know, you surround yourself with that. And also the word that you hide in your heart that you won't sin against and will come out, even though you may not be opening your mouth and proclaiming it and declaring healing and declaring that you're going to have a financial breakthrough. Your mind, if your heart and if your mind stayed on him, he's going to keep you in perfect peace. That's the word in Isaiah 26 and verse 3. And as we wrapping up, I'm going to ask someone to read Isaiah 41 and verse 10 as we look back at God's presence, how important it is to have his presence more than immediate deliverance, because his presence is what gives us strength to endure. His presence is what God reminds us that is ever constant, that he is the same today, the same yesterday, he's the same forever, that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. And so deliverance may take some time, but there's while we're going through our valley experience, we know that God is using our trials to grow our faith. We know that he is, by knowing who he is, by becoming more aware. And so, yes, sometimes it is when we go through the valley. Sometimes it is when we're sick that we cry out to him. Sometimes it is when we're going through financial hardship that we remember to go dust off our Bible and read our Bible. Sometimes it is when we're going through a divorce that we're not so caught up in the other person that now we're more in tune in God. Amen. Anybody find Isaiah 41 and verse 10?
Yes,
Yes, I read.
Thank you.
Thelma.
Okay.
I wasn't saying nothing this time. I was like, well, let me see who it is.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Amen. So he is with us. Even in the situations, God gives us peace in the very chaotic circumstances. And so he reminds us that he is with us. Fear not. That's what the word is saying in Isaiah 41 and verse 10. And this is part 3 The shepherd's abundance. So, part one, we had his provision, verses 1 to 3 of Psalm 23. In verse 4, we looked at his protection. And now, part three, his abundance. And this word, abundance, right here, is all about verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflow. Amen. And sister, tell me, go ahead. You are saying it in the King James Version?
Yes.
Go ahead, sister, tell me.
Psalm 23.
Psalm 23?
Yeah.
Yes, verse 5.
You prepare a table.
Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Thank you. And you did 5 and 6, which is awesome. So as we look at the last verse, that's his promise. And as I mentioned, being with my aunt today, she has such peace. You know, she speaks about how God gave her two wonderful children and how, you know, grateful she is for them. What else could she ask for? And another of my church mother earlier this year passed, and it's just good to see the peace that someone has as what they believe is the end, because no one really truly knows the end. I mean, our end may very well come before her. Who knows? You know, only God knows. We only know this moment right now, you know. And but it's just listening to her and how she, you know, when she read it and when she was singing, she was, you know, just so at peace. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what, you know, that's what we can be when we truly surrender our lives to God, when we've truly let go of everything that we want, when we're done with hyping up ourselves. Amen. When we know that everything is for his honor and for his glory, we can say, you know, we can look at God's goodness in our life, and through everything, you know, through everything, through every stormy area of our lives, through answered prayers, through protection from danger, through provision during difficult season, through grace that we do not deserve. And so that's where we see his promises, goodness and mercy.
Mercy.
Goodness and mercy.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And so, you know, we bless the Lord tonight, even as we spend time studying his word and looking over his word. And I encourage you to meditate on Psalm 23 each day. Surrender all of your worries to God. You know, become like the person who was without a car and probably didn't even know how she's going to get around. But after a while, she just like, let go and let God. I want to say in that situation of, you know, realizing God's faithfulness about 3 years ago when I stopped working full time. And yes, it wasn't, you know, you heard about the degrees, and it wasn't even so much about the degrees anymore, because even if there was a job to get, I couldn't apply for it. You know, I had to just trust God with the bills, trust God with the mortgages, trust God with everything about my finances, everything about my health. And so I encourage you, brothers and sisters, tonight to practice gratitude and also to trust God with situations that are beyond our control. Amen. And thank you for sharing your testimony, Sister Allison. Thank you, Deacon Scott, for having me, and Sister Camille, thank you for having me in this space, and God bless you all.
And
God bless you.
Praise God. It was really wonderful. Praise God.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Sister Karen, Minister Cairn, bless God for you. I turn over to Sister Camille, who will do the vote of thanks. Yes, Sister Camille.
Before
Bless
you
the
move,
Lord.
on, Brother Scott.
Yes, go ahead, Sister Joan.
I just want to say thanks to Sister Keon for sharing this psalm the way she did. I've never, as she said, we all learn Psalm 23, we just sing it and know it and recite it and everything. But I have never gone, I've never had anybody who has done this the way you dissect and break it out and
Wonderful.
talk about and use the word shepherd with so many adjectives. I am so appreciative. I am going to call you because I have a few questions and I did make notes. So I'm going to call you, Sister Karen, to ask you a few more questions on this. It's really intriguing to me with this Psalms 23 because I just recited Psalm, the Lord my shepherd, I shall not want, he make it, but I never really stop to really listen to myself or even think about the words. So thanks for that. Thank you so much.
Sister Joan, you can go ahead and ask some of the questions that we can learn from it.
Real quick, while she's finding the question, I forgot to mention I listen to the Daily Bread most mornings on Alexa, right? And so I sent the topic 2 nights ago. It was Deacon Scott, I believe. I was kind of late getting it to you, but I sent it to you 2 nights ago. And this morning, it's Psalm 23 that they had on our Daily Bread. So if you have a Daily Bread at home, it's Psalm 23 also in it. And I was like, wow, look at that confirmation. It was just refreshing to see how that was. But yeah, thank you. Thank you again. To God be all the glory. And it's beautiful. The first time I really sat down and did it myself, I spoke to me. I was listening to the Holy Spirit, and I was like, wow. And it's been the last couple of weeks. Everywhere you look now, it's like a Psalm 23 moment because there's so much going on around here. So much going on out here. But we have a shepherd. We're not alone.
Amen. Sister Joan, you're going to ask the questions?
For the sake of time, I'll do it later.
Okay,
Go
Sister
ahead, Sister
Joan.
Camille.
God bless you. Thank you.
Okay.
Minister Can, let me, on behalf of the leadership of Faith Defender Bible Study Ministries, Bible Study Group, as well as all the members who are part of the ministry, as well as each person online tonight, extend a hearty thank you tonight for sharing the word of God. We are immensely blessed. And as Sister Joan would have shared about, the way you dissected the word. Now, I've gone into this Psalm myself some time ago and spent time in it, but never with the three parts that you did it, the provision, protection, and the abundance, and so it was really refreshing just listening, to you share and the questions that you asked that, prompt us to really think about what the Word of God is saying and what it should really mean to us. I've never thought, who is God as my shepherd? I've never thought about that question until you asked it tonight. So it was really refreshing, very nourishing to the spirit. And I know I speak on behalf of every person present tonight when I say that we are immensely grateful that you spent time in preparation and you came and you delivered as the Holy Spirit would have led you. So thank you so much. We look forward to having you back. In Jesus' name, as the Holy Spirit would lead. God bless you. May He continue to cover you. May He continue to bless your ministry. And may the light of God continue to shine through you. God bless you, Minister Kayan. I'm going to hand over now to Sister Lyria, who will be doing the announcements.
Good night, my brothers and sisters.
Good
Good night,
night, Sister Lyria.
Lyria. On behalf of
Amen.
the leadership of Faith Defender Bible Study Group, it is truly my honor and joy to welcome each and every one of you this evening. Faith Defender Bible Study Group mission is to bring the hope of gospel to our community and beyond. We are a non-denominational group dedicated to knowing Christ deeply and making him known. Through the authority of Scripture, we study to grow in wisdom and to actively share our faith by inviting others into a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ and to build his kingdom one person at a time. It is our vision to see a transformed community where the hope of the gospel reaches every heart. We envision a growing body of believers rooted in the truth of God's word who are actively and personally sharing their faith, expanding the kingdom of God, one person, one small group, and one transformed life at a time. The last Thursday, we had our joint midweek fellowship with Prayer Portal to Heaven. What a powerful night it was. We gathered for prayer meeting, and heaven truly came down and refreshed us. It was a genuine breakthrough moment. If you weren't able to join us, the replay is available at www.priorportaltoheaven.com. Mark your calendars this Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We come together again for what promises to be an absolutely uplifting evening of worship and testimony night. Hosted by our incredible partner ministry, Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministry International, right here on this same link. Be a blessing to someone else, post it on your status, and extend the invitation far and wide. Next Saturday at 8 p.m., we are looking forward to seeing your beautiful faces on Saturday at 8 p.m. for our regular Bible study. Come ready, come expectant, and come hungry for the words. Go forth and shine as you step into this week. Remember, you are the gospel in motion. Win souls for Christ through the life you live and the words you speak. Every encounter is an opportunity. Make it count. We will now hand our Sister Thelma to lead us in closing prayer and the benediction.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Lyria. I just want to say a blessed thank you to Sister Karen for the way she has presented Psalm 23. We learned a lot. We just thank you very much. And the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. I remember some years at boarding, when I was in boarding, the gentleman at the house used to say, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing." Ever so often he said it. And it is very comforting and peaceful at times to focus on this one sentence. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. We mull over worries one by one. Soon they become a part of us. Rick Warren, in the book, The Purpose-Driven Life, said, "When you think about a problem over and over in your mind, it is called worry. When you think about God's word over and over, it is meditation." If we know how to worry,
Hallelujah.
We also know how to meditate. The more we meditate on God's word, the less we worry. In Psalm 23, David meditated on his great shepherd. "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all I want."
Hallelujah.
Thank you very much, Sister Karen. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let us pray.
Amen.
just as I am, without one plea, and that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Thank you, O God, for this moment. It is indeed a privilege to come to you,
Lord,
to give you the glory and the praise and the honor. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, O God, that you are so great, so marvelous. You are so holy. Thank you, mighty God. It's amazing who you are.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, O God, for all that we see of you. And all that we do not see, O God, is more than tongue can tell. Our finite mind, O God, cannot understand it all. But just we come to you, O God. Yes, Lord, we do come at this moment. Thank you, Lord, for all of us who are gathered here. Thank you, Lord, that we have, we look into your word. Thank you, Lord, for dissecting the word to us. Let the word grow in us, O God.
Hallelujah.
That we may be more obedient to you, Lord. We are frail. Oh, yes, Lord, we are not good. All our righteousness is as filthy rags. But we do come to you, Lord, and you'll not turn your back upon us. Thank you, mighty God, for delivering us. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus. We can come in the name of Jesus in his righteousness. And,
oh God,
our sins are forgiven. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for this great teaching. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let this word be in us, oh God, to direct and to control. Oh God, and to lead us. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all of us on this platform
tonight.
Oh God,
yes, Lord.
Those who put this into this ministry in progress, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all our leaders. Thank you, Lord, direct and control, oh God. Cover them with your blessing. Yes, let
them
walk
in
your faith, oh God, in your favor. Lord, we have nobody else but you. No one else but you, oh God. So we do come, oh God, we do come to you, Lord. And for your mercy and for your goodness, oh God, we recognize your presence with us, Holy God.
Hallelujah.
You are always with us, oh God. You'll never leave us. You said you'll never forsake us. We hold on to you. We hold on to you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this ministry. Thank you, Lord, for the work it is doing. May souls be led to your kingdom, oh God, through this ministry. Let it prosper, Lord.
Jesus.
Send help. Oh, yes, oh God, send laborers.
Yes, Lord.
May we be drawn nearer to you, Jesus. Fill us with your love, your purity. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, baby.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, mighty God. Just hold on to you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we pray this moment for those who are sick or troubled. Or any way in distress,
Jesus.
Oh God. Jesus, those with the terrifying disease of cancer.
Jesus.
Oh, mighty God.
My God.
Touch hearts, oh God. Touch bodies, mighty God.
In Jesus.
Your teaching, your touch has a great and power. Yes, Lord. When you walked this earth, no one came to you and went back the same. You touched everyone.
Jesus.
From everlasting to everlasting, your God. Blessed be your holy name.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Jesus. I present to you this moment, oh God. Vinton, Grant. Lord, you
Hallelujah.
Know his struggles. Lord, you know what he's going through.
Hallelujah.
God, you give him the strength, oh God, to go
on. Yes, Lord.
May he hold on to you, Lord, never to let go.
My
God. God with him. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And we present to you Lyria's mother, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, may she be drawn near to you. With all this,
Jesus.
Oh God. With all the pain, Lord, may she draw near.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. May she depend on your mighty God.
Yes, Lord.
Present all others, oh God, with any struggle. Oh, God. Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Anything that is bothersome.
My God.
Yes, oh, God. Touch your hearts, Lord. Touch your bodies, mighty God.
Yes,
Lord. Even at this moment, Lord, I know you are touching somebody.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Please in your wings. You are touching somebody, mighty God.
Oh, Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sister Camille's auntie.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
To God. Yes, Sister Camille. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Jesus.
And others. And others. I feel that.
Thank you, Jesus.
I feel that touch. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
In your mighty God. Lord, may we not forsake you. Maybe we draw nearer to you. Oh, yes.
Oh,
may we be
Jesus.
Cleansed by you. Oh God, may we know no other God than Jehovah God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus, 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 you are the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Pray for those, oh God, who are doing studies, students, teachers.
Yes, Lord.
Teach them the way, Lord. Help them, oh God, to present lessons the students can understand, that they can do exams.
Jesus.
Oh God, give them good knowledge. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Give them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, take over, Lord. Take over, Lord. Take over, Lord. Sometimes words fail us, oh God.
Yes.
Words fail us.
Hallelujah.
But God, you know our heart's condition. Lead us.
Hallelujah.
In this over life's tempestuosity. Guide us, oh God, for we have no help but thee. Thus possessing every blessing, if our God and Father be. So take us, Lord. Take us in all our trials. Oh God, in all our troubles.
Jesus.
Oh God, may we not forget Gethsemane. Yes,
oh Lord. God.
Lead us to Calvary.
Jesus.
Those who have not known your name, oh God. Touch their hearts this moment. Touch their hearts, oh God. May they see they have no other but Jesus, their Redeemer, their Savior. Mighty God, touch hearts, Lord. Touch, Lord, you came to seek and to save and to save.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, lead. Lead, oh God. Direct, oh God. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Jesus. Yes, Sister Thelma, the benediction.
For the benediction, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, rest, remain, and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
To be here. It was good
yes,
to be
such
here.
A refreshing
Amen.
Session.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes. Welcome. Welcome again, everyone, for coming. All the visitors that has been on with us. To God be the glory. Join us back again.